This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado's Attorney General says he will defend in-state tuition programs for undocumented students. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Attorney General Phil Weiser told the education site Chalkbeat Colorado that the state's program is on firm legal ground. A court order recently ended Texas's in-state college tuition program for undocumented students. And the Trump administration has proposed legal challenges to programs in Kentucky and Minnesota. The administration maintains such programs are discriminatory to out-of-state students who pay more in tuition. Colorado's law says students must have attended a Colorado high school or been physically present in the state for at least 1 year. The attorney general says that law doesn't violate federal law. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado's drought is getting worse. Denver 7 chief meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo says things started getting worse in the past month.
It was great in May. It was about 3.5 inches of rain in May. Since then, storms have been a little few and far between. Drought conditions unfortunately worsening.
It's especially serious in western Colorado. Two wildfires burning in southwest Colorado have caused evacuations in La Plata County. The Elkhorn Fire covers more than 300 acres. It triggered an evacuation order for 41 homes, with another 30 or so homes on standby. Officials don't expect more people to need to evacuate, though, as the fire has been moving in the other direction. The Rim Road Fire on Southern Ute Indian tribal land has burned around 100 acres. It's burning near oil and gas operations, some of which are temporarily on pause while firefighters tackle the fire. This is CPR News.